This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Continuing our series on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah. Today we will discuss the bracha of Poikeach Ivrim. And today's shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, who's sponsoring this series. Le'iloi Nishmas, his brother, Levi Yitzchak, Ben Tzvi, Neshama Shem and Aliyah, B'yamel Tzioshe for the whole family, Ad B'yas Gal Tzedek. So now we're up to the bracha of Poikeach Ivrim. Poikeach Ivrim, God gives sight to the blind. So the Avudraham brings that when you put your hands on your eyes, you sort of rub your eyes in the morning, you say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, Poikeach Ivrim. This is a pasuk, right? It's a pasuk we say every morning in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Vav, the first Haleluka. Oysa Shamayim Varetz, Asayam Es Kol Shabam, Hashem Mer Ames Le'olam. Oysa Mishpat La'ashukim, Noisen Lechem La'arevim, Hashem Matir Asurim, Hashem Poikeach Ivrim. Hashem Zoykev Kifufim. These are all brachas. Interesting that the... So the Avudraham says, even though we're not mamish blind, just our eyes were closed, but you could use the lashon of pekicha, like v'nifkechu einechem. Right, by it says by Adam and Chava in Gan Eden, doesn't mean they were blind before, but sort of they it was closed from das. Their eyes were closed from das. So too, our eyes were closed from sleep. Now the Roikeach writes in his parish on the Siddur that after a person gets himself out of bed and he opens his eyes, he sees the light. And when his eyes are open, remember one morning I woke up, and there are visitors in the room, of course, and little visitors in the room. They somehow get in during the night. And I opened up the light to go into my closet, and my 2-year-old said, Daddy, my eyes didn't wake up yet, turn off the light. So when your eyes wake up and you could see the light, you say Poikeach Ivrim. Ubebracha zu ches tevois. There are 8 words in this bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Poikeach Ivrim. Why 8 words? Because keneged the 8 praises that David said until he got to Poikeach Ivrim. Look at number 3. Oysa shamayim v'aretz, that's one. Esayam es kol shabam, that's two. Hashem ames li'olam, that's three. Oysa mashvat l'ashukim is 4. Noysen l'chol l'arevim is 5. Hashem matir asurim. Hashem poikeach ivrim. So the only problem is that if you actually count it, that's 7. So I don't know what he's saying. Right? He says, Oysa shamayim v'aretz. Esayam es kol shabam, Hashem asam, Oysa mashvat l'ashukim, Noysen l'chim, Hashem matir asurim. Hashem poikeach ivrim.
Well, you could say...
Shamayim V'aretz might be 2. But he has to be saying 8, right? So it must be 8 over here. So here's the question of the week. The question of the week is the question of the Rebbe Avram of Buchach, the Eishal Avram, in his Sefer on Tefillah, Tefillah LeDavid. Why are we only focused on sight? Why don't we say Hashem gives hearing to the ear? Why do we say Hashem gives hearing to the ear? Umashaloi niskan bracha al shmias ha'aznayim k'may brachas pekeach ivrim. Why, when you wake up in the morning, do you only thank Hashem for vision? You thank Hashem for hearing. Says the Eishal Avram, Yeshloi mar ki koyach hashmia einoi mevurur kol kach ba'adam. The power to see is more spiritually fine than the power to hear. Why? The power, and a person needs more alacrity to guard himself from listening to the Yetzirah. The power of listening is sort of has been impugned a little bit comparatively to the power of vision. Ki hikdim es atzmai lavai lefnei hayetzer hatoiv, because k'mashikaz b'zar hakadosh aser l'shmaya tainas bal din kadosh shiavai chaveroi. A person needs more zrizos to guard his hearing than he does than to guard his eyes. Also, even though as Eishal Avram, the eyes and the heart are the 2 agents of sin, but the Gemara in Ksuba says that la'achamei v'esem shana, the first limb to be punished will be the ear. Because It's nichves tchila l'chol eivarim. Dvarim ha'asurim more easily come into the ear than come to the eye. Which, you may ask, is that really the case? Does a person have to guard his ears more than he guards his eyes? But this, he says, in this vein, we drill a hole in the ear of the Eved, because his ear heard on Har Sinai. On the other hand, to turn that around, one has to develop the ear that it listens to rebuke. But bottom line is, this is a very interesting question, that why do we thank Hashem for vision and not hearing? And the Eish Shel Avram says, well, hearing is a more pure sense than sight is more pure than hearing. But I think you could ask a question on that. First of all, you could ask a better question. It's not hearing over sight. We have five senses. Why don't we thank Hashem for touch? Why don't we thank Hashem for smell? Why don't we thank Hashem for taste? Why do we pick vision out of the five senses? And if it's because a vision is more pure than hearing, we know that out of our five senses, they all participate in the sin of the Yetz Hadas, except for smell. So maybe we should thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that I could smell in the morning. So I remember... So I remember that when I was a kid, I used to write notes on the shiurim of Victor Miller. I used to go to shiurim for 3 years. I think from like age... like 21 to 24 or 20 to 23. Anyway, so I found in my notes, and I remember this question, they asked Victor Miller, why is sight the only sense that we make a bracha on? And he said, such a beautiful answer, such a pasha to answer. Because we're thanking Hashem for something that He's giving us in the morning. But the other senses we had the whole night. If you go to someone who's sleeping and you say, Rabbi Ed, wake up! He hears you. You hear when you sleep. Let's say you put besamim by a guy who's sleeping's nose. You know, he smells when he's sleeping.
You don't hear when you sleep.
Yeah, sure, you do.
It's a lot
when you get anesthesia in an operation, you know what the doctor says.
Not everybody needs anesthesia to sleep, you know.
Why does an alarm clock wake you up?
Yeah. Wake up! You hear, you not hear completely, but the sense of faculty of hearing. People talk when they're sleeping. You know, I've gone to speeches, the people must have been talking when they're sleeping, you know? And people could smell. You know, there's a fire, you could smell it. You put food in someone's tongue, it's still going to taste. But the eyes are closed! The eyes are closed! So the reason we thank Hashem for a sight in the morning is that's the sense that's reawakened in the morning. That's a very push-up shot and a clear-up shot. And this, I just want to... Rav Miller, in his Sefer Or Olam, he has 10 volumes in Hebrew, Or Olam, and he says on the bracha, Poikeach Ivrim, he says, the fact that a person could see is not a miracle that is just with us, but is a miracle that is re-given daily, every day. Now, like Rav Ezra pointed out, why it was so important? Because someone who's blind is like he's dead. So if you wake up in the morning now, you could see Hashem is giving you life again. Now the eyes are amazing cameras. There's nothing like them because they have automatic focus. You know how long you know how many people in the shir does it take to manage one camera, right? Imagine if we needed every morning, you know, camera set, cameramen. Every picture, billions of pictures, billions of that camera, if it stays on for 3 hours, you need to unload the chip. So that basically we have built into our heads thousands and billions of chips that remembers every single picture that we took. It has automatic focus. Now, if that thing, you splatter water on it, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to dry it, how to clear it. The eye automatically cleans itself off. It has automatic lubrication, automatic windshield wipers, automatic focus. It's not black. It took them 2,000 years to come up with a color camera. We've had this the whole time. And it's order doesn't you when you don't have to press a button and then wait like 7 seconds for the eyes to start working, you know, like a computer. You turn it on and it shuts off, has to reboot. Imagine if a human being, the eye system had a reboot. Wait a second, I'm not seeing you right now. We're going through Windows is rebooting. So then, you know, an hour later you're ready to look. No, it's automatic. It's instantaneous. It's color.
It would be good. Okay. But you don't see other things you don't see.
Now look at number 7. This is from Rev Miller Sefer, Praise My Soul. He says, Hashem opens the blind. So this is going on the Parak in Tehillim of the first Halleluka, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Shes Hashem, Ahala Hashem, Achai Hazam L'Kabaydi. So David HaMelech continues to cite examples of the kindliness and the power of Hashem in connection with the statement, "He happy is he that the God of Jacob is his help." Okay, look at number 447. Why do we say Hashem poikeach ivrim? Why do we say He gave us sight? Why do we say He gives us sight? Because that means sight is being given every minute. The constant benefit and pleasure of sight is an endless series of gifts. A blind man would be happy to see even once his wife. Someone who is blind would pay a lot of money to be able to see their wife one time in their life. Someone who is blind would pay probably tens of thousands of dollars to once in their life see their children. So every moment you could see your family is a gift. A blind person would give a lot of money to see the food he's eating because sight stimulates the flow of digestive secretions and also greatly enhances the pleasure. That's why the mun was torturous because it had no visual appearance. Or even, how much would a person pay to see green grass, or a tree, or a blue sky, or a silver moon, or golden sunshine, or any color or shape? Every minute of sight is an added gift. Poikeach ivrim, present tense. Another dimension opening the eyes is not just physical sight, but thank you Hashem that you've given us knowledge and understanding. It says, by Adam and Chava, ve'enei shnem, their eyes were open, meaning they chapped, they understood. When we thank Hashem for opening our eyes, we thank Him for giving us awareness. You know, you wake up, you look outside and it's light outside. Oh, that means it's the morning and I should get up. But that's seichel. That's part of seichel. If you wouldn't have seichel, you wouldn't be able to understand anything. So part of the bracha that God opens our eyes is that God gives us understanding, without which we would know and understand to be aware of any physical phenomenon or any phenomenon at all. Included in this, says Miller, is gratitude really for all the senses. So included in this bracha, one should thank Hashem for taste, touch, smell, and hearing. Says Reb Shimon Schwab, to appreciate this bracha, all you need to do is close your eyes for a moment and think, what would life be like if I couldn't open them? And then when you open them, you'll appreciate Umasa Ka'ar V'Toiv L'Einayim. Says the Sefer Oilas Tamid, when do you thank Hashem for glasses? Raise your hand if you wear glasses or contact lenses. Or if you should be wearing glasses and you're still driving anyway. Okay? Turn in your license immediately. So, when do you thank Hashem for glasses? Poikeach ivrim, says the Sefer of Shmuel Haminer. Oilas tamiv. Em ata noisei batei ayin, titein bazeh hayda, on the chesed that God had somebody invent glasses. Who invented glasses? The glasses inventor, of course. Right? And not only that.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah, did he?
He had a monocle or something.
Stay in your nose, what are they called?
The stay on the nose type, okay. And not only that, okay, God invented glasses, but you need to have money to pay for them. So you have to thank Hashem, you have money to purchase the glasses. And if you need contact lenses, my good friend Reb Gedalia Schwartz, you know, he could provide you with contact lenses for the right price, all the way from Norfolk, Virginia. Okay, but he points out in the street, you should take off your glasses because you're better off not looking around over there. Again, not while you're driving. Okay, that was what we learned before. Now, why do we say poikeach ivrim? We're talking about myself. I'm thanking Hashem. We should say poikeach ha'iver, right? Or so we say ivrim because yes, I thank Hashem that I could see, and I also thank Hashem that the guy on the other side of the highway who's coming in the same direction on the other side of the double yellow line, I'm happy he also has glasses. So I'm not only thanking Hashem for my vision, But all the benefits that I get that the people around me could see are included in that. So that these are some of the thoughts on the bracha Pekeach Ivrim. Just to review, there are 8 words, keneged, the 8 phrases until Pekeach Ivrim. Why do we thank Hashem specifically for sight? Hearing maybe is not as pure, but we said the sense of sight is the one that is closed in the morning, and the amazing miraculous ability of the eye to see in color, to clear itself, to focus itself, and we have automatic chips in the brain to remember all the pictures that we've taken. And if a blind man had the ability to see his family, his children, to his food, how much would he pay for that benefit? So this is all what we should think about when we say the bracha of Pekeach Ivrim. Included in that is our glasses and the ability to purchase them. And we should always be able to make this bracha b'simcha. Okay, next.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.